Okay, Grandpa. So, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Halleck, Minnesota.
What were your parents like?
What were my what?
Your parents like.
My parents? Well, my parents were hardworking people.
Who were they?
Walter and Gladys Kinchella.
How did you and Grandma meet up?
I knew her in high school a little bit, and then when I graduated from high school, I asked her out to go to a dance with me, and then from there we kept seeing each other and decided to get married.
What were you feeling when you first found out you were going to be a father?
I was surprised and nervous. I was not prepared for it really, but it was I don't know how to say it, but I was surprised and nervous.
What was Mom like growing up?
What was what?
Mom like.
Oh, your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she was a happy person. She was always in a good mood, and I think she had a pretty good childhood.
What is the worst thing she ever did?
Oh, let's see. She, one time she was caught smoking a cigarette, and then when I asked her if she did it, she said no, and then she finally confessed to it.
Did they used to tell you any stories? Did they used to tell you any stories?
Your mom?
Yeah.
No, not really. I'd ask her what she did in school, and she was busy with her. She had a cat and a parakeet, and she was busy with those and her schoolwork. Otherwise, she'd always tell me what she'd done in school, and other than that,
Grandpa, tell me about hunting and like when you first started hunting and stuff.
Hunting?
Yeah.
Well, my dad hunted, and he would take me along hunting, and I think if it wouldn't have been for him, I probably wouldn't even go out hunting, but he started me hunting, and I would go with him, and then when he was no longer hunting anymore, I continued on, and some friends that I have started hunting with me, and that's basically about it, I guess.
Were there any bad storms or any bad things that happened when you were growing up?
While we were hunting?
Growing up.
Well, we out hunting one time, we had a bad storm, and the snow was so deep that that we couldn't get out of the camper. So the rancher finally came down and plowed us out. I think that was probably the worst time for us, because we were in a camper and we were worried about the furnace quitting and things freezing up, and other than that, that was probably the worst thing that happened.
What was your dad like? Like, what did, was your dad in the war?
I didn't hear you.
Was your dad in the war?
My dad? No, my dad, he was, he was born in Canada, so he belonged to a, when he got out of school, he belonged to a, what they called a militia. It was back in, probably the 1920s, and, but he was only in that for a year or two, and then he came down to the United States, and then he was already, he's probably too old to get drafted at that time, so he never was in the United States military.
What was one of your favorite memories growing up?
Favorite moments? I guess I was lucky to have some pretty good friends and going hunting with my dad, and then being with friends, going to dances, things like that. So I enjoyed those things.
What was your mom like? What was Nana like?
Mom was a, she didn't work out of the home, so she was just a homemaker, and she would always have bakery stuff around. She baked cookies and pies, and so she was always busy in the kitchen. And but she was a good mom.
What were your siblings like? How many do you have, and what were they like growing up with?
How many what?
How many siblings do you have, and what were they like growing up with? To grow up with.
Sisters and brothers, that was your saying? Oh, I had one brother and two sisters. I was the youngest in the family, and we were all busy with our own friends, pretty much. I was close to my brother because later in life we lived in the same town, and but my sisters, when they got married, they moved away, and I would just see them once or twice a year, and my brother and me had a fairly good relationship.
Were they trouble when Pardon? You guys were they trouble when you guys were kids?
Trouble?
Yeah.
No, not really. Not any more than probably a lot of families have.
Grandma told me that you crashed into a plane with your motorcycle.
Yeah, I was 15 years old when that accident happened. And I was a friend of mine, he had a motorcycle too, and his dad was a spray pilot. He would spray chemicals on crops and things with an airplane. And we happened to be out there and visiting, and it got dark, and he came in late with the plane, and I drove my motorcycle down the airfield, and I ran into the plane as it landed. And the propeller of the Klein hit the bike first, and then I pushed the head, I pushed the prop back with my head about a foot. So I was in the hospital for about a month, and I had a cracked skull and a broken vertebrae in my neck. But it's never bothered me later in life, so I was very lucky.
Did you ride a motorcycle after that?
No.
Then you never rode again?
No. No. I just felt it wasn't for me.
And he danced like James Brown, and they'd all watch him.
Did you dance at the city hall, and everyone would circle around you?
Yeah, it was when I was young. I was a pretty good dancer, I guess, and better than the kids that are around the small town that we grew up in. So. I guess they thought I was pretty good. So.
When you and Grandma...
I enjoyed going to dances and dancing.
When you and Grandma got married, where did you first live?
Where did we live? When?
Yeah, when you and Grandma got married.
Well, we lived in different small towns.
Litchfield.
One was in... Benson, Minnesota was the first town we were in, and then Litchfield, that's when where my son was born. And then we moved to Dilworth, and then we lived there a year or two. Then we moved to Fargo, and then to West Fargo. We've been in West Fargo now for quite a few years. Your mother was born... when we were living in we were living in Fargo at the time Lisa was born. And it was a few years after she was born, we moved to West Fargo. Mm.
Let me think here.
Question. I don't know what to ask.
Do any of your parents still live?
I already know this answer, but they don't.
Do any of your parents still live?
Mm-hmm.
Do any of your parents still live?
My dad passed away in 1984, and my mother's in a nursing home right now. She'll be 100 years old in June. So she's still living yet, and
is there anything in your past that you could go back and change if you could?
Yeah, I would get a college education.
Okay, Grandma said you fell off a hopper car into the snow.
Oh, I had an accident at work some years back, and I was on top of a rail car. I worked in a grain elevator, and we were loading grain, and the spout broke off the grain bin, and it came down and knocked me off the car. So I was I didn't get real badly hurt, but I had hurt my shoulder and my knee and had a cracked rib.
Mm.
But I healed up in probably 3-4 months.
And the spot came down next to him. It could have killed him and stuck in the ground.
Didn't you break your leg at one point in time?
The leg?
Yeah.
That's when I hurt my leg, was in when I fell off the railroad car, come down and hit my knee on the hard ground. It was in the wintertime, so the ground was frozen, so when I hit pretty hard.
You bounced up to come down.
I need like another half hour of questions.
Then you better turn it off and think of some more questions.
I can't, because then I have to record all that again.
How about when he used to come and babysit you? He'd pretend he was sleeping on the couch and you'd start throwing toys at him.
What was it like babysitting me and Lauren?
Well, that was fun. You were probably only one or maybe, well, two. You were 2 years old and Lauren was four. And we had a lot of fun. You'd run around the house and stuff and hide, and they'd come and find you and different things like that. And
you used to pretend you were sleeping.
One time Lauren, she laughed a lot at you. I can't remember how it went, but you were running back and forth getting things out of your bedroom, and then we'd say some word or something, and then you'd go get something that was, you know, like say we told you to go get a chicken, you would run in and you'd bring out this toy, you know, anything. And your sister thought that was really funny. She was laughing her head off. He said, say, go get another chicken, and then you run in and you bring another toy out. Pretty soon the living room was full of toys.
When did you retire from working?
Oh, I retired in 2010. That was 43 years I worked.
And you worked at the elevator, right? Mantador?
Well, pretty much all the time. I had, when me and Grandma got married, I worked a different job for just a short time, maybe a year or two, and then I went back into grain elevators. And the reason I was in grain elevators is because my dad was in that line of work, and so I pretty much I knew a little bit about it when I was younger, helping him in the grain elevator. So, and like I said previously, that I didn't go to college or anything, so it was a grain elevators was always a job that you could get into a management position without a college education, and make not too bad of a living doing it. So that's what I did. But if I had to do it over again, I'd definitely get a college education first, and then do what you think you like to do.
Did you have any high school jobs? In high school?
I was helping my dad in an elevator.
Did you have any favorite toys when you were growing up?
I used to like to, in the wintertime, I used to like to slide down hills. I had a toboggan, and I happened to be the only kid around where we were living that had one. Toboggan like that, so they always liked to see me come one with this toboggan, because then everybody liked to ride on it. They didn't, back then, the toboggan, there wasn't any kid around there that had one. So that was kind of fun, so I guess that was my favorite one.
What about basketball?
I played basketball when I was in grade school, but I never when I had my motorcycle accident in high school, that prevented me from doing any kind of sports, because in the school, I think it was their insurance or something that they wouldn't let me play sports in high school. But in grade school, we had a little grade school team, and I played about 5 years maybe in grade school. And one time they had a free throw contest, and I took first place. I won a little trophy making free throws.
Don't you still have that trophy?
Yeah.
Isn't it downstairs?
Down in the basement.
On your desk.
Yeah.
What about your imaginary friend when you were growing up?
Yeah. Well, that was when I was pretty young, and I don't really remember him. Other people remember him more than me, and my older sisters and brother, they always said that I had one, I guess. And I guess I always told them the reason I had one, because I didn't have nothing to say to them, so I had to invent my own. Invent my own friend.
What was his name?
I can't remember. It was a kind of a funny name, like Hokey or Hockey or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was Hockey, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. That was a long time ago.
Did you ever have any, like, ghost experiences?
Any what?
Like, ghost experiences? Did you ever play around with ghosts or anything?
Believe in ghosts.
You know, ghosts.
Ghosts? What are you talking about?
Ghosts.
Ghosts.
Yeah.
Like a ghost?
Yeah.
Ghost experience.
I didn't believe in ghosts.
No, I never had an experience with spooks or anything. I enjoy Halloween.
What about your friend Barry?
Harry.
What about your friend Harry?
Harry.
Harry, what about your friend?
What about him? Yeah, he was a good friend of mine. Yeah.
He used to pick rocks.
You used to pick rocks?
Oh, he was, when we were growing up, he was lived on a farm, and I'd go out there and help him with his chores, and they had milk cows and chickens and different things, so I'd help him feed the livestock they had, and then in the spring we'd go out with a tractor and a trailer and take rocks off the fields, and then we'd take them to an area and pile them up, so we'd make a big rock pile. So at the time I was pretty young, I was didn't even think of it as work. It was kind of fun, I guess.
What was I going to say? I don't know what I was going to say. I had a question that I forgot. what was your first car?
First car? My first car I got when I was 16 years old. It was a 1955 Ford. And actually it was nothing but a piece of junk.
Did you ever crash it?
And then I only had that for about a year, and then I got a 57 Ford. And that was a little better piece of junk. My first car cost $200, and my second car cost $275. But they got me around where I wanted to go, I guess. But I'm glad I don't have cars like that anymore.
Yeah. Where have you traveled?
Well, we haven't done a lot of traveling, but we've gone on vacations. We've been out to the mountains different times, Yellowstone Park and the Tetons and Glacier Park, and Rocky Mountain National Park. I always like the mountains. And, then I go visit my sister down in Nebraska. And otherwise, mainly traveling just around Minnesota, North Dakota, different times, going to concerts now and then. And, so we've never done a lot of traveling, very, very far away anyway.
What was your and Grandma's first house? Where was it?
What was the first house? Well, we were in a mobile home for a while, but then we sold that. This trailer home we had, we sold that, and we bought a condominium over in Fargo. And we were in there about 8-9 years, and then we built the house in West Fargo. And we've built two homes since that time, and, but we're still in West Fargo yet.
Okay, what events from when you were younger do you think made you who you are now?
What events, huh? Boy, I don't know. I guess I just have to go back to my dad, I guess. If he went to been in the elevator business, grain elevators, I guess I wouldn't have, I don't know what I would have ended up doing. So I guess it's just kind of a big question mark. It's something that I always often thought of. Here again, getting back to going to college. If I would have went to college, maybe I would have done something completely different. But being I didn't have the schooling, I just decided to continue on with it that I knew something about. You know, I knew something about grain elevators, and that's why. But I guess I'll always wonder if I would have went to college, what my interests would have been.
What did you want to be when you were growing up? What did you want to be when you were growing up?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I really. For some reason, I like the outdoors. So maybe something to do with wildlife. Maybe, you know, like a game warden or something like that, maybe. And I like construction, or at least watching people with construction. I don't know how well I would have liked, you know, because it's hard work, and but that's something I was always interested in a little bit. I could see myself being here again with a decent education. I think I would have like to went into some type of engineering of some kind.
Let's see here.
Asking about Julius. Julius.
So who is this Julius I hear about?
Julius? Oh, Julius, that was an old guy that lived in this small town where I grew up, and he was fun to be around. He was he helped us in the elevator, that my dad was running. I would help, and then also this Julius, and we'd so when he needed help with things, I would help him too. This was, you know, when I was 8, 9, 10 years old. And one thing I did with him that was kind of fun at the time, we delivered coal to different houses. People burnt coal back then. And we would load this pickup up with coal at the elevator. My dad sold coal at the elevator, and then we would deliver this coal to a house. And so that was kind of, it was in the fall of the year, it was a nice time of the year, and so that was kind of fun time. And he paid me a little bit, and actually Julius, maybe I was 12, maybe even 13 years old. We got done, we had a big day. We started early in the morning and went and was getting late in the evening, just about worked till dark. And then I went in his house, and he says, you know, he said, you worked so much today. He said, you work like a man, you might as well have a beer. And that was the first beer I ever had.
When you were 10?
And I really thought that tasted good.
You had a beer when you were 10?
No, I was probably 12.
What about Julius's boots?
Oh, well, Julius was kind of a, he wasn't really educated all that well, and he lived a rough, kind of a rough life. So sometimes, and he was getting pretty elderly. He was, you know, probably in his 70s already when I started helping him. And sometimes I'd go over to visit him, and then sometimes he'd come out of his bedroom and he'd have all his clothes on already, even his boots. I think he went to bed with his boots on sometimes. But he had to go out and feed his chickens and stuff sometimes, and so he had sometimes he'd be going outside, and he also had a outdoor toilet. He didn't have indoor toilet, so
the
he had to go outside to go to the bathroom. So back then that was a different thing. So he had to go out in the cold through the snow and go into a what they called an outhouse, and then you would. So it was a rough way of living, you know, back then.
What about Julius's chickens and cats?
Julius's cat? Yeah, he had a tomcat, and he was a big cat. I had a dog, and what would happen, the dog would follow me over to Julius's house, and then the cat would chase my dog back home again. For some reason my dog didn't like the cat, and but the cat got the best of my dog, and so he would, one time the cat jumped on the dog's back and must have scratched him or bit him or something, and after that my dog was very afraid of this cat, so every time I went over there he would just kind of sit out by the road there and wait for me to get done. He wouldn't come in the yard anymore because of the cat.
Did you ever hang the cat's tail on a clothesline?
I think your grandma's telling you stories that doesn't.
She used to say something.
Oh my god. What is.
One, One thing Julius didn't like was that his chickens sometimes they would fly over the fence, you know. So he'd take a scissors and cut some of their feathers off so they couldn't fly. And I thought that was kind of a crazy thing to do, but that's the way, you know, you come from an old, old time. And so it's just things I always remember about the older days. A lot of people don't realize the way people lived back then, but it was interesting. All these people lived.
Is there like a piece of furniture or like something that you've had for a long time?
Piece of furniture?
Or like something that you've had for a long time, like an item.
Probably the oldest thing I got that I can think of right away would be that trophy I got when I was grade school and. In the little town that I grew up in, the free shot thing, when we were playing basketball, we had this contest that I told you about earlier. So that trophy probably is 60-some years old. Other than that, I can't think of anything. I think that's the oldest thing I have.
Did you ever... Was there ever something that you ate a lot that was like your favorite, like something that Nana made, like cookies or pie or like a meal that you liked a lot?
What I like to eat the most?
Yeah, that Nana made.
Well, I guess I'd have to say when she would make meatballs and then make gravy and...
Porcupine meatballs? Did she make the porcupine meatballs?
Porcupine meatballs and then other just plain meatballs with onions, and I always like that. Turkey and pork chops, and I guess I like them all.
You got 7 minutes. I don't know what to ask. Do you think you were lucky as a kid?
Lucky?
Yeah.
his dog was
there. Uh-huh. Yeah, I suppose. Well, getting back to my motorcycle accident, I guess that was probably about as lucky as you could get. That could have been probably the end of me, I guess, you know. But I was very lucky that particular time. And other than that, I guess I was lucky. I just had I had pretty good friends and had a lot of fun, and so I was lucky that way.
I don't know what to ask.
How long is this interview gonna last?
It was like 6 more minutes.
6 more minutes?
Yeah.
Well, we're running out of things to talk about, I guess. Maybe,
does he
do you like Trump?
What?
Do you like
Trump?
Okay, Grandma, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it does.
Who was your favorite president growing up?
I think your grandma is trying to ask questions too. Who's giving the interview, you or grandma? My favorite president? Oh, I don't know. I guess I never really had one. I was never much for politics. I don't think that Democrats, Republicans, I don't know. I can't really tell them apart, really. But I don't think things have changed much for the working class people. No matter who the president is, I don't think your life changes that much. A lot of people get all excited about these people, who the president is, and he's going to do this and he's going to do that, but the end result is life goes on, and I don't think it makes much difference.
Okay. Okay, who is your favorite singer?
My favorite singer?
That's easy.
Oh, I guess I really don't have one anymore.
What about Delbert McClinton?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't know. I never really was into singing that much. I like different bands. I like instrumental music more than vocals, so I can't say I ever really had a real favorite singer. I have favorite bands.
Who are your favorite bands?
Well, I like right now the Delbert McClinton band. I like the best, and before that, I listened to a lot of Wilson Pickett, Aretha Franklin back in the 60s.
Oh, yeah.
James Brown. I always like bands with horns in it. Horns and keyboards. And that's kind of what they call R&B, I guess. Can't think of the name of the band that's in town right now.
Post-traumatic
funk, I think they call. That's they have three, four pieces of brass in the band, horns, and they do a good job. So I kind of like that type of music. Then I go and listen to the school orchestras, and they sound good.
No.
The jazz one.
So you went to the jazz concert at our school?
I like Van Morrison. Van Morrison, that's, I think it was either you or Lauren that, that sang a Van Morrison song in school. In fact, I think the concert was out at West Acres.
Was it me?
Oh, no, it was Lauren, though.
Yeah.
They play some good news.
Oh, you know who that is. Are you glad to be who you are now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you glad that you are who you are now?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to take a chance on being somebody I don't like, so yeah, I like myself. Yeah, I don't want to change.
Okay, find me another question.
Do your feet stink?
Grandma, that has nothing to do with anything.
Your 6 minutes must be up by now.
I still have a minute left.
6 minutes? That's been a half an hour.
I still have a minute left.
Well, I wish I could have had more of an interesting life, but all I did is got up in the morning, went to work, and went home. Nothing too exciting.
If you, like, right now, if you could have changed who you were, like, if you wanted to be a doctor or something, what would you have been?
Oh, I think I told you once already. I could see myself being interested in some type of engineering, building houses or something like that, designing buildings. I think that'd be something I'd be interested in. I don't know if I'd be any good at it, but it'd be something I think I'd enjoy doing. No.
10 seconds. So, Yep.
So what do I do now? Do a dance or something?